And that's about it for this edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides, except for the September 30th, 1999 flashback that I'm now going to be playing. Interesting stuff, maybe more interesting than the current show. in a way it was to me, because, of course, we had an active phone line and active studio guests, which we don't have anymore. But I keep hoping, well, wondering if we're going to have them again. Anyway, on the flashback, there's going to be Steve Argue and David Silva, old-time activists, one sort of retired, the other dead, talking at city council about the Kosovo fallout, which was the police riot at the protest against the bombing by Bill Clinton against the Kosovo people. Recent hate crimes in Santa Cruz, 9 victims in 2 weeks. Talk with Ryan, the skateboarder, ticketed for walking his board and then subsequently reporting another harassment. Max on general anti-homeless assaults and host harassment. Those are the days we had hosts walking up and down Pacific Avenue. I guess we have something now, but I think it's mostly Parks and Rec Rangers or First Alarm. Then we have Edward DeBolt on street sweeps, Richard Quigley on sheriff shenanigans, Citizens Police Review Board stalemate. That's when we had a Citizens Police Review Board. And the final business on the ticket I got for sitting on the base of the Tom Scribner statue in front of the bookshop Santa Cruz, what I now call the bookshop Coonerty. Anyway, enjoy. Any comments, questions, thoughts, complaints, 423-4833 is a number you can call in and to report problems that are happening on the street and to get more information about the California Union of the Homeless. Also know that later today at the Mime Troupe, we're going to be signing people up for direct action and encouraging people to be a part of a broader campaign to open the bathrooms and to push back against the anti-homeless power center that's happening at City Hall. And there's, of course, a City Council meeting coming up this Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the evening session, particularly an attempt to establish a curfew on the main beach to drive away the folks who are currently peacefully camping there and who have no other place to go. Or at least it seems to be the place they've found that they're keeping clean, and now they're being driven away for the tourist dollars.